Since 2016, JAG Productions, a Black theater company based in the Upper Valley, hosted Theater on the Hill, a series of outdoor performances in Norwich. The goal was to provide a space where Black and queer artists could share work that reflects and deconstructs racial, gender, sexuality, and class hierarchies. With JAG founder Jarvis Green at its helm, the theater company's outdoor performances attracted large crowds and brought new donors to the company.
Some of those kind of original visions of how this work can sort of be on this scale in a very unlikely place, it confirmed the possibility.
But like many not-for-profit theater companies in the U.S., support systems and financial scaffolding can change. In the past year, JAG lost its summer outdoor performance space and is back to raising money and partnering with smaller venues in the Upper Valley to put on its shows. After months of fundraising and planning, JAG has a new artist showcase series called JAG Underground. And JAG Productions founder Jarvis Green is here to tell us more about the series and give us a preview of the season's lineup. Jarvis, welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
When the former Theater on the Hill space was no longer available, did you know that you wanted to regroup in some way?
No, I didn't. We were on the mountaintop, essentially. There was still like room to grow, but I was able to really see, you know, the appetite and also like our potential. I'm a maximalist. And so being able to kind of be in that space with this grand stage and having all of this space to kind of like gather people and food. And it was definitely a fantasy that became a reality, you know, when we got the news that they couldn't host us anymore. And I mean, we don't have any more information other than that. It was difficult.
And we'll talk about this new program, JAG Underground. Yeah, just tell us what it is and what theatergoers can expect.
Yes, the not-for-profit theater is in serious trouble. There's so much strain on not-for-profit theaters right now. Like the artistic director of the Long Wharf Theater, Jacob G. Padron, recently they left their building after so many years. I think that there was like financial X, Y's, and Z's or whatever. And so Jacob's idea was like taking their work in the community, partnering with spaces and stages. That was kind of the inspiration for JAG Underground. JAG Underground was born out of this need for us to kind of like, I miss gathering and gathering again, and also just like partnering with venues across the Upper Valley to present our work. And also like, it doesn't feel like it was created out of limitation. Although it was, there's still a grandness.
Jarvis, you created JAG Underground with this kind of different model, bringing new and kind of an intimate style of theater into local Upper Valley venues. Tell us more about the first production. What can we expect?
We're starting with The Lesson, which is Tyrone Davis Jr., incredible artist. He was in Waitress on Broadway. Is actually in grad school right now to be a sex educator. And he wrote this play about sex education, which is prompting us all to kind of ask these questions. It's like, what do you wish you were taught about sex? Or what do you wish you were taught in sex ed? And so he wrote this beautiful 60-minute play. We'll be at Ava Gallery for two nights.
Well, what do you hope JAG Underground grows into?
I think about Joe Papp a lot, the founder of the Public Theater in New York City. And the city of New York gave the Public Theater, Joe Papp, the current building that they're in on Astor Place, huge building, for $1 a year for 100 years. And I think about what he did with that and what is necessary, right, to sustain. I have this fantasy and dream that JAG will get a bone like Joe Papp did. We need our community, our state, seeing this work as something that the state, our community, really values and needs.
Hmm. Well, Jarvis, thanks so much for taking some time to talk about JAG Underground.
Thank you so much for having me.